So just finished at the Reuters Foundation's talk about the Egyptian Spring, actually. And I'm sitting next to Jeremy Bowen, BBC Middle East correspondent.
Editor.
That's even better.
Middle East editor. It was very interesting, I thought. I came here to say hello to Sally Moore, who was one of the participants. I met her in the time. I was in Egypt throughout the Tahrir Square period. And so and I'm interested in what they've done in terms of social media and in the way that they're continuing to be involved in the political events of Egypt.
And you optimistic about Egypt?
Well, it's better than it was in a sense because I haven't got Mubarak, but they have serious problems in Egypt. Big expectations and a really weak and failing economy, and that's going to be a big problem for them.
So is this an Arab Spring or just another war in regards to Libya?
No, it's an Arab Spring. It's a bit of a catch-all term, but it's a very good thing. It's a very interesting thing, and there's no going back, is what I'd say. There is no going back to the old world that existed before.
So is this a fundamental transition in the same sense as the Eastern Bloc was? Or
I think potentially, yes. I think potentially it is. Western response is a bit different. But yeah, it's not potentially. This is going to be a fundamental transition. The issue is just where it will go, because people don't quite know that yet. And it certainly probably won't be the European Union at the end of it. It'll be a bit different.